Let's drill down a little bit on the issue of chemotherapy in terms of chemotherapy to combine with trastuzumab. You said that if this patient had agreed to chemo, you might have thought about TCH because she was lower risk and you're concerned about cardiac toxicity. If she had been multiply node positive and had no special concerns about chemotherapy, what kind of chemotherapy would you have utilized?
It all depends on, you know, one's estimate of the cardiac risk. If it was a healthy patient, had a lot of nodes, and I thought that they could safely consider an anthracycline-based regimen, then I would certainly consider it. There is this data on co-amplification of the topoisomerase 2 gene, and on some occasions we've sent samples over to Mike Press to look at that for us, even off protocol occasionally. But, you know, for young, healthy patients, the lion's share of those patients will tolerate anthracycline-based regimens. And the fact of the matter is, even in the BCRG-006 cohort, the numerically superior arm, though it's not statistically significantly superior, but the numerical trend is clearly in favor of the anthracycline followed by, you know, Taxotere Herceptin regimen.
Any preference in terms of the taxane?
No. After the E1199 presentation in San Antonio, I do not feel strongly about the choice of taxane in this instance.
No, why would that? I mean, that wasn't in HER2-positive patients specifically. Why would that affect your decision?
Well, the reason we chose Taxotere from the get-go was, number one, you know, we felt that it had superiority over paclitaxel in, let's say, metastatic breast cancer. There was stronger synergism in preclinical cell-based assays as well. And so that's how that decision was made. It's a trade-off with toxicity, really, when you get down to it. And certainly the intergroup regimen of AC followed by, you know, weekly low-dose Taxol, that has such a smooth safety profile once you get out of the anthracycline part of the regimen. That's going to be tough to beat. You'd have to have clear superiority of another taxane to beat that sort of safety profile.
So prior to the San Antonio meeting, did you feel differently?
Well, I mean, we were using TCH reflexly prior to that because we had the BCRG-006 study open at our site. We were very comfortable with it. We treated a lot of patients with it. Of course, we published papers on the regimen in the metastatic setting. We have a collaboration with Judith Hurley in Miami with a neoadjuvant cohort treated with TCH Taxotere with a very high path CR rate, I think on the order of 25% in tumors with a median tumor size of 9 centimeters. That data is in press now in JCO. So, you know, it's a very active regimen, and we were quite comfortable with it, and we could manage the toxicity satisfactorily.
But in terms of AC followed by taxane / trastuzumab, were you utilizing docetaxel, paclitaxel, or either prior to San Antonio?
Well, prior to San Antonio, again, since it was one of the arms in the BCRG-006 study, we were usually using Taxotere, but I feel less strongly about that at this point.
Is that also true of Dennis?
Probably not. I think he might also stick to TCH as opposed to the anthracycline, unless they have topo 2 amplification.
Right.